But Turin wept bitterly at night alone, though to Morwen he never again spoke the name of his sister. To one friend only he turned at that time, and to him he spoke of his sorrow and the emptiness of the house. This friend was named Sador, a houseman in the service of Húrin. He was lame and of small account. He had been a woodman, and by ill luck or the mishandling of his axe, he had hewn his right foot, and the footless leg had shrunken, and Turin called him Labadal, which is Hopperfoot, though the name did not displease Sador, for it was given in pity and not in scorn. Sador worked in the outbuildings to make or mend things of little worth that were needed in the house, for he had some skill in the working of wood. And Turin would fetch him what he lacked to spare his leg. Sometimes he would carry off secretly some tool or piece of timber that he found unwatched, if he thought his friend might use it. Then Sador smiled, but bade him return the gifts to their places. "Give with a free hand, but give only your own," he said. He rewarded, as he could, the kindness of the child, and carved for him the figures of men and beasts. But Turin delighted most in Sador's tales, for he had been a young man in the days of the Bragolach, and loved now to dwell upon the short days of his full manhood before his maiming. "That was a great battle, they say, son of Húrin. I was called from my tasks in the wood, in the need of that year, but I was not in the Bragolach, or I might have got my hurt with more honour. For we came too late, save to bear back the bier of the old lord Hador, who fell in the guard of King Fingolfin. I went for a soldier after that, and I was in Aethel City on the great fort of the Elf Kings for many years, or so it seems now, and the dull years since have little to mark them. In Aethel City on I was when the Black King assailed it, and Galdor, your father's father, was the captain there in the king's stead. He was slain in that assault, and I saw your father take up his lordship and his command, though but new come to manhood. There was a fire in him that made the sword hot in his hand, they said. Behind him we drove the orcs into the sand, and they have not dared to come within sight of the walls since that day. But alas, my love of battle was sated, for I had seen spilled blood and wounds enough. And I got leave to come back to the woods that I yearned for, and there I got my hurt. For a man that flies from his fear may find that he has only taken a short cut to meet it." In this way Sador would speak to Turin as he grew older, and Turin began to ask many questions that Sador found hard to answer, thinking that others nearer akin should have had the teaching. And one day Turin said to him, "Was Laleith indeed like an elf child, as my father said? And what did he mean when he said that she was briefer?" "Very like," said Sador, "for in their first youth the children of men and elves seem close akin. But the children of men grow more swiftly, and their youth passes soon. Such is our fate." Then Turin asked him, "What is fate?"
"As to the fate of men," said Sador, "you must ask those that are wiser than Labadal. But as all can see, we weary soon and die, and by mischance many meet death even sooner. But the elves do not weary, and they do not die, save by great hurt. From wounds and griefs that would slay men, they may be healed, and even when their bodies are marred, they return again, some say. It is not so with us.